In counties west of Asheville, child care can be difficult to find. For parents in Cherokee, Clay, Graham, and Jackson counties, the task became nearly impossible in mid-October when a nonprofit that operates child care in the region announced the closure of 7 child care centers, leaving 300 children without care during the day while their families were at work. When Clay County Early Education announced it would close at the end of October, Jill Baxter was worried.
So we initially just kind of panicked.
She and her husband Miguel both work full-time in Clay County.
We are a family of 4. We have a 5-year-old son, Silas, who just started kindergarten this year. And then we have a 3-year-old daughter named Jura.
Their daughter attended one of the 3 Southwestern Child Development Commission centers that closed at the end of October in the county. Clay County DSS Director Todd Goins says the announcement hit families like an anvil.
What I keep hearing is the term cliff, that we're heading towards a child care crisis cliff. You know, there's other centers around us in our region that are closing as well. We're afraid this is going to continue to happen if it's not addressed.
In Clay County, the closures meant families of 70 children had 2 weeks to find other arrangements for their child's care in a region where options are limited or non-existent. During COVID-19, federal funding was available to help keep child care centers in the black, but that funding ended September 30th. National reports warned that more than 70,000 child care centers were in danger of closing across the country.
This crisis has been coming for a long time.
That's Clay County Manager Debbie Mone. Mone said she hoped state lawmakers would provide the nearly $700,000 of funding she estimates they needed to keep the centers open through the remainder of the school year. But she says state legislators weren't able to stop the closures. Sheila Hoyle shared Mone's hope. She's the director of the Southwestern Child Development Commission, where she's worked for nearly 4 decades.
When the stabilization grants ended, it wasn't like we fixed you. No, we just brought you back to the level of deficit that you were comfortable with.
Hoyle explains that the state has long subsidized child care in order to allow families to go to work. The state legislature sets a formula to support each level of child care in each county across the state. It is designed to make sure the system enforces the same standards of care across the state, but Hoyle says the result is anything but equitable. Rural counties receive significantly less funding for each child than urban counties for the same care. The formula accounts for higher costs in urban areas, but Hoyle says it ignores the added expenses of smaller class sizes and administrative costs in rural areas.
So on the national level, as well as in North Carolina, we are beginning to look at, was it right that urban care cost more than rural care?
Lawmakers offered House and Senate bills to update the ranking systems for child care centers and to increase child care subsidies, including a bipartisan bill sponsored in part by Western North Carolina Senator Kevin Corbett. None of the measures passed. Hoyle says the state funding issue is only one part of the challenge.
I can't get staff who will work at the wages that childcare can afford to pay. And as we've already discussed, I can't go up on the fees.
Hoyle says there are more resources available now than when she started in the industry. But she says families still suffer because of the lack of formal infrastructure for childcare. The impact stretches far beyond the individual struggles of families looking for childcare. Without childcare, parents can't work. In Clay County, the school board took over the childcare center for the rest of the year so that teachers and staff whose children attended the center would be able to continue to work. Goins says this is a short-term solution to a long-term problem.
It might hold for the kids that we have right now, but the future kids that are going to need child care as well, there's no place to refer them to if we can't sustain it and keep going.
I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.